You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast, folks. And again, welcome. What End Time World News is we're an independent alternative media organization dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day, folks. We're a podcast about everyday life, hope, God, Jesus Christ, of course, the news, current and world events, and, of course, the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I hope that gives you a little bit of an idea of what we're about. Always put Christ at the center of everything. God and Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, I should say. And that's what we're about. But we also bring you news and information. Sometimes I feel the Christian community is a little lost out there. And they're sometimes behind the times. Hopefully nobody takes offense to that. I'm just making an observation, being a humble layman that I am. Sometimes people just don't know the truth or the facts, and that's where I come in. I try to give you the 110% truth and the facts of the news out there in the world every day. So with that being said, let me go to today's news. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. I have an article here that's very fascinating and interesting, and the title of the article is, "New Study Shows That Vaccinated People Routinely Discriminate Against Their Own Friends, Breaking Up With Those Who Refuse to Take the Deadly COVID Jabs." Okay, let me just throw a disclaimer out there, if I can. I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, nor am I a healthcare professional, nor will I recommend or prescribe anything thereof. However, I can bring you the alternative news and information, God willing, of course, alternative news and information through the Freedom of Information Act and also my First Amendment free speech under United States Constitution here in America. So with that being said and that disclaimer, let's dig into the news, God willing, here. Okay. New study shows that vaccinated people routinely discriminate against their own friends, breaking up with those who refuse to take the deadly COVID jabs. And of course, the link to the article, folks, the link so you can read the article in its entirety will be right below here in this podcast. So at least 16% of those who decide to get fully vaccinated with the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19 go on to cut ties with their unvaccinated loved ones following the new stab, a new poll has just found. One poll asked 1,000 Americans to reveal their vaccination status along with any changes that occurred with regard to friendship over the past year and a half. It was discovered that 1 in 7 branch COVIDians, meaning people who've got the jab or who've got the shot because they buy into the plandemic deception, has axed at least 3 unvaccinated loved ones from their lives for refusing the injections. Now, famous actress Jennifer Aniston, some washed-up Hollywood nobody, told The Morning Show that she personally chose to end several friendships because of their unbelief and the cult of COVIDism. The survey found that opposition to getting injected currently ranks as the top reason why branch COVIDians are breaking up with their friends, lying, making up rumors, and committing infidelity, ranked lower on the list. Nearly every branch COVIDian, or meaning people that's had the shot, of course, who responded to the survey, said that they believe now their ex-friends who oppose COVID injections to be full-blown anti-vaxxers, as if this was one kind of insult, because they were unable to manipulate much of their smarter than them friends into rolling up their sleeves for the Wuhan injection, these Branch Covidians decided that their cutting their loved ones out of their lives was the best solution. So, folks, you have to look at that and look at that. I look at everything through a God-given set of eyes, also through a God-given set of the ability to do critical thinking. My critical thinking comes into play, not so much anymore now that I'm retired, but my critical thinking still comes into play on a daily and weekly basis. And for not getting the shot, for not getting this poison, again, I pray for those people that did get this shot, did get this poison. I pray for you through Jesus that God can have mercy for those of us that did not. You just must keep the good fight and stick to your guns and just remember God. We are living in the end times. This is the part of the beast system in the book of Revelation. So you must understand that this is all part of the process until it comes down to the end. And then, of course, Jesus' return will return once again. So you got to understand, Christians will be tormented, tortured, even killed, and everything else that can possibly happen to Christians and believers of Christ through God and Christ on the earth and on the planet. So they will try to rid all of us, these people, these Satanists, these people that are being controlled by demons, Satan himself. These people will try to rid us of the very existence here on planet Earth. So that's what you have to understand. You know, we're living in the end times. If you don't have Jesus Christ, at the end of the podcast, we'll say a prayer, a salvation prayer that can bring you closer to accepting Jesus Christ. And if you repeat the prayer, you can accept and you will accept Jesus Christ if you repeat the prayer and live your life accordingly. So let's go back to the article, folks. Unvaccinated, four times more likely to be tolerant of their pro-injection friends. The unvaccinated, of course, say that they merely want to be left alone to make their own personal health decisions. If their fully vaccinated friends cannot accept that, then perhaps they were not fully, they were never friends in the first place. Case in point, while it certainly makes sense that the unvaccinated people might feel comfortable in being around vaccinated loved ones who would want to be bombarded with those vaccine spike proteins, the same cannot be said for the vaccinated feeling uncomfortable around the unvaccinated. If your vaccine works, then what are you afraid of? If not, then what is it? Is it simply that you have no tolerance for people who believe differently than you about big pharma, chemical injections? What happened to my body, my choice? See, that's what the liberals and Democrats always jump up and down and say, my body, my choice when it comes to abortion. But now if I say that as a conservative male, an independent conservative male, and I say, my body, my choice, no, Eric, you can't say that, blah, 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 blah. Oh, okay. So it becomes a hypocrisy, or they're hypocrites is what it becomes now. And so that's what you have to understand. Most of the fully vaccinated are complaining about the unvaccinated and shunning them from their lives are Democrats, and the survey further found nearly all Democrats have gotten the injection from Donald the Father vaccine, Trump's Operation Warp Speed arsenal, while maybe half of the Republicans have. It is Democrats, in other words, that are unable to tolerate anyone who does not think and believe exactly as they do. If you think that it's probably not a good idea to take experimental drug cocktails that will rush to the market at Operation Warp Speed in order to cook the books for Wall Street, in instance, these Democrats would take you to the woodshed for reduction whipping. Interesting, folks. Interesting, as I conclude here. About half the people who took the vaccine still feel confident in their decision. So perhaps there is some Stockholm syndrome type of thing happening here as well. Perhaps fully vaccinated now regret their decision to take the stab and resent their unstabbed friends and family members for holding their grounds against the push. The unvaccinated will now go in on to their lives, the normal lives, while the vaccinated will be forced to contend with whatever Pandora's box of the vaccine has induced hell comes next for them. I think this is a real question. Do we want to take care of our sick friends that laughed at us for not taking the shot? You know, there's a question to ponder. And the answer is yes, you do. And that is the question of the article. That's not my question. That's the question in the article. The article will be down below. Yes, you do. You always want to take care of your fellow human being. Jesus did it. I would do it. Everybody should do it. Okay, folks? That's what God wanted us to do, no matter what, no matter what happens, no matter what kind of pain and suffering we need to go through, no matter anything, even death. We should always, always, always give God all the praise and glory, and always ask yourself, what would Jesus do? And Jesus, even though they took him to the cross and they crucified him at Calvary and he resurrected 3 days later, he went to the cross and was killed. So he died for all of our sins, to wash our sins away for all of mankind. And if you accept Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, I can tell you this, and not only act like it, live the godly life, you can and you will go to heaven. You will be in paradise with Jesus. You'll be to heaven. And that's what you got to think of. God put you on the earth not to just sit here and suck up oxygen and make all the money you can make. God put you on the earth for a purpose, folks. And it's when you find your greater calling and your purpose through Jesus Christ, and you can truly understand with what I'm saying. So if you want to accept Jesus Christ right now, here's a simple prayer. And you've not accepted him into your life, here's a simple prayer, folks. Follow me and just please repeat the prayer here. We're almost done. We got about 2 or 3 minutes left to go here, folks. Say this prayer for me. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, I urge you to. I strongly urge you to. Repeat after me. Say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life as Savior and Lord. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with your love, your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name I pray. I thank you and I thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Amen and amen. And if you prayed that prayer, that is a salvation prayer to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And if you prayed that prayer, I congratulate you. I commend you. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. And Jesus loves you and God Almighty loves you, folks. And I welcome you if you prayed that prayer. If you were scared to pray that prayer, that's okay. You know, maybe your timing's not right. But I urge you, I urge people to get out and to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. Why? Because we're living in the end times, folks. That's why I do this podcast. I do this podcast once or twice a week whenever I'm physically able and possible to do it. Again, I've had some issues I won't get into now, but I've had some issues in the past. And I just thank God I'm alive and praise God Almighty through Jesus Christ that I'm alive. And you can live a godly life too. How you start living the godly life after you've said the salvation prayer is, one, get into the Bible. Get yourself a Bible. Get into the Bible. Start believing. Start loving. Start believing. Start reading the Bible. Number two, after you start reading the Bible and the Bible is inspiring you, go tell people about Jesus Christ. It's just that simple. Go tell people about Jesus Christ. And while you're telling people, your mom, your dad, your friends, your family, your children, your spouse, your coworkers, workers, everybody that you want to tell, tell. Just tell. I don't care. There's no right, no wrong, folks. I'm not perfect. I'm far from perfect. I'm only a sinner saved by grace. Tell everybody. Tell the world. And once you start telling people, then the third thing you want to do is try to find a good Christian church that believes in the Trinity. The Trinity is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's what you want to try to do, those three things, folks, and just keep it simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be rocket science. Just make things really, really simple. It's just, I tell people, it's just a three-step process, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, over and over and over. God never made reading the Bible. It said in the Bible that, you know, a children could understand Jesus when he spoke. You know, if you're a little child, it doesn't have to be complicated. This can be very, very simple. Man always complicates and convolutes and deludes everything he touches sometimes. It doesn't have to be that way. Jesus, when he walked the face of the earth, Jesus never was that way. Everything was very simple, very easy. Why screw something up when we overthink everything? God talks to people. He can talk to kids and little kids. And if little kids can understand, we can certainly understand him through the Bible, through Jesus Christ. So congratulations again, folks. And I congratulate you. And again, get into the Word of God. Tell your family and friends and spouse and everybody. And then the third step, of course, is get into a good Christian church that believes in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's about it for me, folks. I'm Eric. I'm your host. And again, this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, your subscriptions would mean the world to me. God bless you. I love you. And most importantly, Jesus Christ loves you, and so does God. Like, share, subscribe, folks. And again, thank you very much for listening. God bless you. Until next time, see you for now. This is Eric, and this is End Time World News. Have a good day. Talk to you soon. Bye.